אך סבבית השם, בשעת אחר כבית השם. Another thing, they say when you light the candles, originally was in the Gemara, say he should light the candles outside. Today we don't light outside because later on came the Goyim and ordered they should not light candles. They should not do the mitzvot. If they find any Jew doing a mitzvot, they kill them. And because of that, they started lighting the candles of Hanukkah inside. And since they started lighting inside, they continue inside. But there is a bigger mitzvah if a person is doing it in such a way that people will be realizing that he did light Hanukkah. What do? We light it near the window. Today we don't light it outside, but we light it near the window. It's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah says when a person is lighting in the house, to see to it, that shouldn't be too high, shouldn't be too low. Of course, if he lights it 40 feet high, nobody's going to look at this. Pick up there to look. You have to put it in such a way that the person walks, he sees it. The our rabbi said, how high? You should put it between 12 inches from the floor, not under 12 inches, above 12 inches from the floor, up to 10 tefahim, which is 40 inches. Not too high and not too low. Because the minute you walk in, you can see in front of you. Now they say, when you light inside, where do you light it? Near the door. Unless you put in the window for public to see. Otherwise, put it close to the door. What side of the door? Doorway? Depends. If you have mezuzah on the doorway, which as every Jew is supposed to, if he has already the mezuzah there, then you put the Hanukkah in the left side. If you don't have mezuzah, it happened to be that the person didn't have mezuzah yet. He went still the first couple of days that he came into the house. He didn't put mezuzah. Then you put it on the right side. And they say the idea that they put when there is mezuzah on the left, the person should be surrounded with the mitzvot. He enters the house, he has a tzitzit with him, he has mezuzah on the right side, the Hanukkah, he puts it on the left side. Then we have, look at these three letters, tzitzit, mezuzah, Hanukkah. Tzitzit begins with the letter tzadik. Mezuzah, mem. Hanukkah, het. All makes one word, tzemach. Tzemach, what tzemach? Geulah, redemption. And we say, with this, the chut of this mitzvot will bring the geulah right away. Just as Hashem made geulah to our people, and the past will be the same thing now. Now there is a law that you must light the candles on the place you are going to put the candles. The person said, I will light it here, and I'll take it, put it there on the windowsill. It's no good. Must be lit in the place you are going to place it over there. The person comes and says, Rabbi, my father is not well. He's in bed. I want to take the Hanukkah to him to light it, and then I'll bring it to the window. Tell him, no. Tell your father to appoint you as his shaliach to light the candles where they are. And don't do this, that he will light it there, and you move it, and that. He's not supposed to move the menorah, the Hanukkah, from the place that you are lighting it. It has to be lit in the place you are putting it on, there. This is for the place. There is the time of lighting Hanukkah. When is the right time to light Hanukkah? The best time to light Hanukkah within half an hour after the beginning of the night. What's called the beginning of the night? Beginning of the night, Tzetek Kochavim. Tzetek Kochavim is, according to Maran, you have to know when is sunset. After you know when it is sunset, 15 minutes later, according to Maran, it said, HaKochavim. Therefore, the half an hour will begin from 15 minutes after Shikah, till half an hour. Within this time, you light the candles. So, Banosh and Olam, people come and say, and according to Rambam, If half hour passed already, finish. You lost the mitzvah. You can't say beracha. You can light without beracha. You can't say beracha anymore. Ooh, the books can be asked. Is this the law? Rambam said that. They learned it from where? Gemara. Said, Ad shetichle regel min ashuk. The time to light the candles till you see nobody walks in the street. Because the idea is what? They want you to light it at the time that there's people walking. Persum hanes. That's called to publicize the miracles that was done. And they want you to make persum hanes. You are not making persum hanes if after the people left. This is the time. Rambam said, Gemara said, this is the time. This is the time, you can change it. But the rabbi said, look, other rabbis after Rambam. I said, the Gemara said, as tichle regel min ashuk, because those days, the time that people were on the street was still half an hour after dark. Then, where were they? Home. They didn't walk in the streets anymore. They didn't have the light that there is today. People are walking the whole night long outside in the street. And is that you call it tichle regel min ashuk? Say, no. As long as people are still walking at night, it's called Pesumanes. Therefore, if you miss it the first half hour, you make it an hour later. You miss it an hour later, you make it 2 hours later. To have time the whole night. The only thing they want people to be up, awakened, and the members of the family. Therefore, they see to it that members of the family don't go to sleep before the man comes. Maran said, it's better to do it in the first half hour. You didn't do it, you have time the whole night to do it. And therefore we follow Maran, even though Rambam said, no, you must do it. But it shows you how important it is to light the candles of Hanukkah early. Today is very difficult. People tell you we're at work. We come from work 7 o'clock, Shema Yisrael. The night begins already before 5. How can we come stop our work and come 7 o'clock home? It's very difficult. One rabbi told me, all of his life he was very careful to light Hanukkah within half hour the beginning of the night. But he said, 1 year they came, they took me midday to go to another city to speak over there. And I was delayed. I came late to my house, an hour later. I lit the candles. Then he got a little bit sick with his eyes. He couldn't see well. He said, I believe, he told me, the rabbi, so I believe that God punished me for that once that I delayed myself a lot from lighting the Hanukkah in the first half hour. Imagine what the conscience bothers him and what, that he would delay himself from lighting the Hanukkah in the first half hour. That's why he was punished, not because of not doing the mitzvah of the light, with his eyes. How many people would feel like this? I didn't do the mitzvah properly one night. God, he justifies the judgment of God that all of a sudden I couldn't see well because of that. It's not an easy to think so. When comes Motzei Shabbat, Leil Shabbat first, Friday night, you have to light candles. You have light candles of Shabbat, you have to light candles of Hanukkah. What do you light first? Candles of Shabbat or the Hanukkah? Of course, you come and say, we have to light the Hanukkah first. Why? If you light the candle of Shabbat, it's Shabbat already. How can you light Hanukkah then? Therefore, you light Hanukkah. But we say, if you light Hanukkah, it's a mitzvah, that it has to last at least half an hour after the night begins. Now, we light it, for example, the sunset at 4:30. We light it 4 o'clock, because then the wife is going to light the candles of Shabbat. We light it 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, the Tzedek HaChavim is 4:45. 4:45. Then has to last half an hour after that. That's already 5:15. From 4 to 5:15, now it's quarter. You take these candles of the Hanukkah that they bring you, they don't last only half hour. Then it is before time. Therefore, it's a duty of a person to see to it that instead of those candles to use of Hanukkah, to use candles of Shabbat. What is it, the night of Shabbat? The sixth day? Make six candles of Shabbat. Oh, candle of Shabbat lasts 3 hours. And therefore, you say, Rabbi, it's 3 hours, it's too long. Well, then I put all these. Okay, cut them into two. Will be an hour and a half, at least an hour and a half. Baruch Hashem, those that they do it with oil, of course you know that there is a bigger mitzvah to light the candles with oil. Today it's so easy, so much nicer, so much, because they brought everything to your comfort. There is the wax, they sell them, there is the oil being sold, the bottle, the way you pour the oil, no mess, nothing, everything is easy. After the Hanukkah is over, you take those glasses, you wash them, you store them for the next year. Today it's very easy.
You do it with shaman, any shaman?
Shaman Zayit. The olive oil, that's why they sell them olive oil in the bookstore. Hebrew bookstore sells you already the bottles ready, olive oil. Because why olive oil? Always, all what we do, the mitzvah Hanukkah, we light it because of the nest that God made in Beit HaMikdash, that there was no oil, only they found one small pitcher of oil of the Kohen Gadol, sealed from the seal of Kohen Gadol, and they took it, they used it, and lasted 8 days. As you know, the story of the miracle. What was the miracle with? Shemen Zayit, because in Beit HaMikdash, the Torah said, must be v'ikhu elecha shemen zayit zach katid lama'or, you must have shemen zayit over there. Since the Torah, the whole thing was commemorating the nest that was there with one shemen zayit. That's why the mitzvah to do it with shemen zayit. Which is today is, as I said, it's very easy, no problems. But the only thing you have to know, which one is better than the other. They give you something, some that are one better than
others. It's like you can't buy olive oil from the supermarket and use it.
You can buy it anywhere, but if you do the right thing, why not? Buy anything. Yeah. Don't buy things that they do for Avodah Zarah, that's all. They do things for the church also. Don't buy those things for the church. I don't know if you know when you saw, I saw boxes that sell candles for their holidays for that. Don't use that. Yeah, what?
I have a number of questions.
Well done.
First question, if a person is moving by himself, can he light the candles of Hanukkah in his office?
In his office?
Yeah, he's moving by himself, there's nobody home. And he wants to light it on time.
The mitzvah of lighting candles should be in the house.
Only in the house.
That's it.
Okay.
You want to light in the office, light, but not beracha. The beracha should be lighting in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clay.
Do they do it in
Kinesh
with the
beracha? We'll come to it. I have it in mind. I was going to speak about it. He wanted to ask questions.
Throughout the year, when we light candles for Erev Shabbat, some people have in mind that they don't accept the Shabbat. They're lighting the candle, but they don't accept the Shabbat. They go to shul, they go back home, whatever. Can we do the same thing with Hanukkah?
No.
Light the Shabbat first, and then say, I don't have a mind to accept the Shabbat.
No.
Then you light the Hanukkah.
No. You asked them the question, I answered it. No. No.
Why not?
When we say Friday night, you come, you light the candles, and there is sometimes it has to last longer. The question is, we pray mincha after we light the candles of Hanukkah or before? Hanukkah for what? For when do you light the candles of Hanukkah? For the following day. And then if you come after you light Hanukkah, you go to pray mincha. Mincha belongs to the day before. It's like contradictory. Therefore, some people, they come and say it's better to pray mincha before. They pray mincha before, then they light the candles of Hanukkah. That's why here we have a special minyan. Friday, during Hanukkah, that's right, we have a special minyan, usually 2:30, then we go home, we light the candles of Hanukkah, and Shabbat, then we come for Kabbalat Shabbat and Arbit. Then it's easy then. The person comes in the car, and pays Hanukkah, and he goes back with the car. That's what we do. But even though it's a proper thing is to do this, but doesn't mean the halacha is forbidden. You can light the Hanukkah and then pray Mincha. That's why we don't stop people that they come from Minyan to pray Mincha later, after. Just like they tell you, you can light the Hanukkah and then the candles of Shabbat, even though you light the Hanukkah, same thing, you can pray Mincha later. This is not a must, what they say. That's for Friday night. We come to Saturday night. We have to light Hanukkah and we have to make Havdalah. What do? We light Hanukkah first or Havdalah first? Depends. Where are you doing it? If it is at home, you say Havdalah first, and then Hanukkah. Very simple. Why? Havdalah, you come to separate between Shabbat and Hol to say Shabbat ended. And then when Shabbat ended, you light Hanukkah because it belongs to Sunday for the Hol. But in the shul, they do the opposite. What do they do? They light the Hanukkah first, and then the Havdalah. Why? Because people got used every week, Saturday night, they hear the Havdalah, Shabbat Tov, everybody runs out, you know. If they will tell them the Havdalah first, everybody will run out, there will be no pesumanes, no publicity. You want to show the people to remember the Mitzvah Hanukkah. Therefore, they light the Hanukkah before the Havdalah. It's as how do we light? Would we make Havdalah yet? Yes, we did. At the Hanantan. Since we said at the Hanantan, you can light the candles, make Havdalah in there. This is as far we're concerned about what they do if it is in the house or not. You asked about Friday. Shamash. He said, in the shul, they light the candles or not? Every day. They have to light the candles on the shul. Because we say there is two mitzvot here. The mitzvah to light the candles, the mitzvah to make the sumaness, to publicize it. There is no better publicity than doing it in the shul. Because there is presumaness, so a person who lights the candles in the shul, he says beracha. Therefore, Shamash comes and he says beracha. And he the question is, say, Rabbi, do I have to light the candles in my house? I told him, yes. Your duty is to light candles on. He says, where should I say beracha? Do I have to say beracha in my house? I told him, yes. Say beracha in your house, you say beracha also in the shul. But if there is a guest coming to the town, and the guest doesn't have any place for it, he lives by somebody else who is already lighting the candles of Hanukkah, what shall he do? It's better to give the guest, the Shamash tells the guest, take please light, you light the candles here. Since the Shamash already is going to light in his house, and this guest doesn't have a house of his own, he's a guest by someone, let him light the candles of the shul. It's better to give it to the guest.
Something like Havdalah.
Is it you say his beto, or is it his beto? If he lights it in the town, is it you said? But in his hometown, in his house, his wife lights it in his house.
If his house is there, she has a duty in the wife. But he fulfills his duty where he is.
I once heard that if she lights in the house, the woman in this case can yosend the man.
I said she has to light in the house where she lives.
Right.
Where she is there.
So can't he be yosend from her lighting in the house?
But since he is, and somehow he's living in some room, isn't so he's going to sleep there. Again, he has the obligation in that room too. But I don't tell you that the obligation goes away from his house. It's there. But also in the room where he is staying, there is an obligation also to light the candles. Not only that. Okay. Now, we know that a person should not have any benefit from the light of Hanukkah. You know that. That means he comes, he puts all the light off. I said, it's okay, I can walk into the room, I can see things. Why the Hanukkah is lying? He's not supposed to. Because Nerot Hanukkah in Lanu Reshut Lishtamesh Bahem, Ela Lerotam Bilvad. We can't use them, only we can see them. This one of the things you can see and you cannot have any benefit from.
Shamash, you have a Shamash.
From this came the idea of the Shemash Vaymed. Person might make a mistake, he will come in, there is no light, he won't put it, and Chas V'Shalom, he make Avon. That's why they put an extra candle, and they call it Shemash, that means serving for the benefit that we should not get benefit from the main candles of Hanukkah. That's why we have an extra candles. And when I say extra candles, I mean that we call Shemash, not extra candles for, instead of the first night, one, two, and Shemash, which many, many people in this community, they do that. First night, they don't light one candle besides the Shemash, they light two candles besides the Shemash. Why? There was some miracle for them in Halab, because in Halab, you know, the Jewish people who lived in Aleppo, there were two types of people. Those people, native of the land, she's there from their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, for many, many generations. It goes back to Yoav ben Tzuria, the chief of staff of King David. This was many years back, 3,000 years. People who live in Halab, they were, half of them, they call them the veteran. The people of the original people that they were in Halab all the time. And some, half of them came from during the time of the Inquisition in Spain. They ran away from the Spanish people and they came to Halab. That means almost 500 years ago. We're not talking about something before. This they call them in Halab Frangia. The other one, the Watani, that the people of the land. Now, the East, people who came from Europe came to Aleppo. They adopted everything over there. But all of a sudden, there was some kind of a decree against them that they wanted to chase them out of the country. They didn't know where to go. At that time, it was a very bad decree. I didn't know what to do. But thank God, by a miracle, the decree was changed. And they accepted upon themselves that they will make an extra candle to commemorate the miracle that God did for them. And therefore, you see them, they have two candles the first night, three the second night. That's extra one. It's only for the miracles that happened to them. Remember when I came here, I had such a hard time explaining that must be one during the camera, somebody well, very nice man. Hakam, two. I said, no, one. I said, no, Hakam, two. I said, one, two. I told you, you misunderstand what I'm saying. No, he knew exactly. He said, Nahne, Na'iz min Ahalina, from our fathers, the father's fathers. Always we light this, two instead of one, three instead of two. Always there is extra one. Really, I started asking, I thought that he was right. I want to apologize to him. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you have this custom. But this is when I was reading what the halakha is. And I told him, you're right. I found out that this is, there was some miracle for them, that I want them to chase them out of the country. And the decree was abolished, and they give thanks to God by adding one candle every night to commemorate the miracles that God did to them. And you know, there is a mitzvah to praise the name of Hashem always for a miracle that He does to you. Today, if a person comes a miracle, there was an accident of a car. Oh, Rabbi, what a miracle. I was saved and a very, very little fraction of an inch there. Then he comes, he wants to say a gomer. I said, don't say a gomer. The rabbi wants it. So when you pass by, you come to that place, you say, Baruch sha'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. You have to say special barakha for that. But not say a gomer and the shul for that.
Every time you pass that place?
Every time if you don't see it for 30 days. Very good.
You don't say Baruch Ata Hashem, you just Baruch
sha'asa. Baruch Ata Hashem sha'asa li nes b'makom hazeh.
Why
say Hashem also.
I asked one of the rabbis, and they said, they showed me Siddur, just Baruch Hashem, without the Beracha.
Very good that you learned the Alachot from the Siddur. But I learned the Alachot not from the Siddur. I learned it from the Book of Alachot.
I wanted to say with the Beracha, you know, but this is not, you know, to have to say.
Are you listening?
All right, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
With Shem Hashem,
a man came and asked me a question. And I gave him the answer. He said, no, Rabbi. I said, the book said differently. What book? just like you told me some siddur, that's written by someone, that someone was my student. And I told him, yes, this is a book that says this way, but I'm a book too. A siddur funky.
Wow, the two big rabbis saying it.
Okay.
Rabbi, with Shem Hashem or?
With Shem.
With Shem Hashem.
This miracle that happened in Chalav happened around the same time as Hanukkah, or just happened during the year?
Much later.
I'm talking about the time of the year, not the time of Hanukkah from...
That's right.
It happened the same time of the year.
Very good. That's a good question. Now, therefore, as we say, there is a lighting of the candles of Hanukkah in the Shul. There is a beracha la'adikna Hanukkah, as we say, but... There is a custom to eat dairy meals on Hanukkah. You see what they make? They make pancakes, levivot, and so on. Why? Why do they eat dairy meals? They say that there was a miracle on the time of Hanukkah that was done to the Jewish people, and they were saved through a Jewish lady. What was? An enemy came and surrounded one of the largest cities. There were many millions of people in it, and put it in a siege, and they were absolutely going to starve to death because the supply of food was already gone, and they were all surrounded by the enemy. They didn't know what to do. Came in a lady that she was very, very beautiful, and they said she was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol of Yohanan, and she said that the rabbis, please give me permission to go, and I'll try to save you. They were afraid to let her go. All of a sudden, lady, very pretty lady, to go to the enemy's line and try to convince them. You know what it means? And a pretty lady to go there, yeah, Shema Yisrael, what would do those people with this lady? But they trusted her. They knew that she was a good tzaddik. And she went. She sneaked out and she came one day. She was caught by them. They started thinking maybe she's coming to spy them. She was able to convince them that she wants to see the general. They all rushed her to the general. General looked at her beauty. He went crazy. She was so beautiful. Then he said, now he has a chance to have a new wife. And she came. She told him, how did you come here? She said, I couldn't stand them anymore. She made a story that she couldn't, the people already starving and dying. I don't want to die. I want to come part of your people. Very good. Okay. He told her to prepare herself to become his wife. She said, sure. She said to her, but you know, let me go wash myself, clean myself, and go to the river. Give an order to all your servants that I'm allowed to go at night without anybody stopping me because I want to wash, to clean, or the river. Okay, sure. He gave an order. She was permitted. Then he said he wants to prepare time of marriage for themselves. She acted, yes, she's going to get married to him. Everything. She prepared the meal, she prepared wine, she prepared everything, didn't she? She was preparing the meal for him and ready that he wants to have her to become his. And she gave him a lot of drinks and she gave him a lot of milk. Milk, you know, milk puts a person to sleep even more. After the drink and the milk, that before he did anything with her, she took the sword and she cut him from the neck, she cut his head, she put in him bags, rolls, and she took the head with her. She walked out. She went like going to wash, and she went back to the city, to the town. Right away she told them, they were worried, they were afraid to open for her. And then she told them, here is the head of the enemy, of the general. She gave him, right away they opened the gates for her, and she came in. People don't know what happened there. The man is in a tent, without a head, and they waited. They waited, and they realized nothing. They knocked at the tent, waiting for the general to come out, nothing. They decided to walk in and see. Puddle of blood, body is there, without a head. Either way, they started when the head is not there, the leader is not there, started running away. Running away, this became, she saved all the Jewish people that were in that city. And because of that, we eat those ma'achalei halav, the dairy meals, because of the miracle that was done to this lady that was it, they say her name was Yehudit. Her name was Yehudit, the daughter of Yohanan Kohen Gadol. Now, there is a custom in some places, which most of us don't have, but Shulchan Aruch brings it. The ladies try to avoid doing work like sewing or washing clothes or anything at that half hour of the time of the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is supposed to be lit at least half hour after Tzedek Kochavim. If the half hour, during that half hour, they don't do work. After the half hour, they do. Why? Since the miracle was through the ladies, and the ladies accepted upon themselves to make it like more of a holiday. A man does work, the woman don't work. This is a custom, it's a good custom to follow, and with this, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu made miracles for our fathers at that time, we'll make Be'ezrat Hashem soon in our time to bring us the Mashiach, Rabbi Amen, Amen. V'chan yam nachsha omer atzah Kadosh Baruch Hu zekot Yisrael, v'fich ha'chapalem to'om tzot sh'ni'emar, z'nechmet 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 z'